Welcome back to Breakaway Tuitions Podcast. I'm really excited to bring you this episode. We are going to be talking all about what happens in a tutoring session, both before the tutoring session, after the tutoring session, as well as the skills that we do target within our sessions. Let's jump in. I'm really excited to bring this one to you. So like I said in the introduction, I'm really excited to bring you this episode because I do often find that a lot of parents don't understand the type of preparation that goes into a tutoring session, both before the session and after the session as well. And so I really wanted to, I guess, help you to understand the different things that a tutor will need to do outside of the hour that you're paying for their services. So I do often get parents, you know, make a comment that our services are expensive. And, you know, I'm not saying that they're not, but I can tell you that our services are actually underpriced for what we should be charging. If you were to get one-on-one tutoring sessions in the city through private tutors that we are, you would be paying a substantial amount more money than you would with us. And I do know that there are a lot of, you know, online tutoring that then undercuts us because they offer cheaper services. But you know what? We pay our tutors really good money for their work because A lot of us are qualified teachers, and B, it also, there are so many other things that go behind the scene that a tutor is required to do for your child and for your child's tutoring session. So, you know, the first thing I want to bring to your attention is that every single one of our sessions is tailored directly to your child's needs. Now, for us to be able to tailor these sessions to your child's needs, it means that we have a lot of additional work that goes in behind the scenes. So there's lots of, you know, liaison between myself and my tutors so that I can provide them with assistance and suggestions for their sessions. There is a lot of additional research that goes into the methods that we're using during our tutoring sessions. And then we have a lot of, you know, resource building and, you know, trying to find activities that your child will enjoy and that are specifically targeting not just your child's skills and their needs for the tutoring session, but targeting your child's interests and the things they enjoy so that they get enjoyment out of their tutoring sessions as well. And so each week prior to the tutoring session, a session will be the hour of time, but it might take a tutor between half an hour to an hour, or sometimes even 2 hours of preparation prior to the 1 hour that we spend with your child. Now, you know, some of that is digging through resources to find things that are appropriate for your child. Some of that, like I said, is liaison between myself and my tutors. Sometimes it's liaison between the school and my tutors where that's necessary as well. And then also incorporated into that is, you know, researching methods and ways of teaching that is going to be most effective for your child so that we can get the best that we can out of every single session. Now, on top of that, depending on, you know, what we might have done in that session, then flips into providing feedback and looking at the child's work so that we're then getting prepared for the next session the following week. So sometimes you're paying for a 1 hour session, but our tutors are doing, you know, upwards of 2 to 2.5 hours of work for your child and for that session. So when you consider that, our services and our charge of our services is really, you know, quite well priced. And like I said previously, we actually undercharge what we should really be charging. Now, with HSC students, that can go up dramatically. And it goes up, and it's interesting because I know some people will think, oh, well, if you need to do all of, you know, this reading and research and preparation, then, you know, maybe your staff aren't, you know, the best staff for the job. But the truth is, you know, I am a qualified teacher and my qualified teachers and everything as well. The truth is that we want to provide your child with the best experience that we can. And for us to do that, there is a whole stack of additional preparation that needs to go into that. So when I have a HSC student come to me for English, I need to make sure I know what text they are studying and I have familiarised myself with that text as well. Now, there are so many different text choices and text combinations in the English syllabus that it could take me quite a while to read the extra text and then pull out and annotate the extra text so that I can help your child understand the text before we can even write and look at writing skills and how we put essays and content together in that way. So that's quite an extensive exercise, and that's an exercise that I would do if I was teaching a whole class, but it's still the same exercise that I go through if I'm teaching one child. It is the same when we're looking at any other skills. So if we're looking at spelling skills, or we're looking at sentence structure, or we're looking at constructing informative text, for example, well, once we've got the child to do a piece of writing for us or do the exercise that we've set for them in 1 week, then we are doing reflective practices on top of that. So we're thinking about how well did the child do at this particular task? Did this task target the skills that we're working on? If not, how can I change the task so it targets those skills a bit better? And then what things did the student do really well? And what areas do we then need to work on from that too? And so you can see that one activity, even if it is something like a spelling activity, the reflection that goes on behind the scenes and then trying to find more resources to assist in something specifically that needs to be targeted can then take a substantial amount of time. And that is the same for mathematics skills. And a lot of the time we might try an activity one way and then need to either do some research or find another way to represent that same activity because your child might not have exactly understood the first way that we have done that. And so it can be quite an extensive, you know, preparation time that we spend for each of our students and each of our, you know, families as well, that goes into that 1 hour tutoring session. And like I said at the beginning, I feel like sometimes these things are misrepresented. If you look at the amount of different skills that are in the syllabus, and in any syllabus, it doesn't matter whether it's kindergarten or year 12, the amount of different skills that a child should be focusing on at different periods of time, and all of the skills that go into that skill, it's quite a detailed thing to get your head around and to revisit and go through often. You know, I have taught HSC subjects for quite a number of years now, but every time I teach it, or every time I'm organising a tutoring session on a part of the syllabus, I still need to go and reread that again so that I'm making sure I'm targeting the right skills for each of my students. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's so much more that goes into tutoring sessions, both prior to the session and after the session, as well as the session taking place. Now, you know, on top of that, my tutors are required to collate their notes into our system so that I can see where they're needing more support. And we do, you know, your reports mid-year. We liaise with you guys, the parents. We liaise with the school. If there's anything else going on for that child, we are then finding resources to try and support your child more in these different areas as well. So there is a lot more that meets the eye than tutors just turning up and pulling activities from their heads, you know. It's quite an ever-changing landscape, and the more that I, you know, get into teaching and, you know, working with students, particularly one-on-one, the more that I find I still need to sharpen my skills as well, even though I'm a qualified teacher. You know, there's always different things happening in education. There's always new ways of doing things. There are new ideas floating around. There's different ways to show and represent the same information. And sometimes it can take quite a while to dig through all of that information and comprehend it and then put it into action so that we can see movement for our students and their skills. And it's a process. You really need to be aware that tutoring is a process. If your child, you know, is only struggling in one skill area, sometimes one term of tutoring will help them. But, you know, we often find that if a child is lacking skills in one area, then that area flows on to different areas as well. And sometimes when we start tutoring and working with your child, we then uncover different things that they have missed previously that then need to be caught up. So when you are getting tutoring for your child, be aware that it is going to be a process. We can't fix your child's confidence in 10 weeks. We can increase it to some degree, but their confidence might then relapse if they are struggling then with more challenging concepts. You know, ideally, we would love for students to receive tutoring, understand their concepts, and move on. You know, that would be fantastic if we could do that, but we do find a lot of the times that tutoring is a process, and so it is going to take time. First sessions, you know, take time. It takes time to get to know your child. It takes time to learn the skills that they're struggling with. It takes time for their personality and the tutor's personality, you know, and for everyone to get to know each other and feel comfortable with each other. And those things are the first things that we need to do before we can change your child's confidence. So the one thing I want you to think about is that it is going to take time. As much as we wish that we had magic wands and we could fix all your child's skills as quickly as possible, it's not possible to do that. We're not magicians. We're not superhuman. And when we see your child for 1 hour a week, yes, it's 1 hour with the tutor a week, but it's still only 1 hour a week. So just keep those things in mind as you go along. If you have questions about tutoring sessions and, you know, what other things go on, reach out to me. There are so many resources and things that we use here in the centre, and we trial, and there's resources that work really well that we find. There's resources that look great on the outside that then don't work too well in sessions. And so we're always learning, we're always changing the way that we're tutoring, and we're always changing, you know, the things that we're using in and materials that we're using in tutoring sessions so that we can, you know, help our students as best as we can. And, you know, that's the most important thing, is that we are always looking at how we can best support your child. And, you know, support comes in many different forms, but we are 1,000% behind you, the parents, and behind your children, and helping them to gain the confidence that they sometimes lack in learning. And that is the most important thing, and that's why I love my job so much, that I'm able to really help and understand our kids and, you know, really work on how we can continue to develop these skills for them, because that is going to give your child the biggest boost that we can possibly give them as they move forward onto more challenging skills and more challenging material. So, like I said a bit earlier, if you have questions about tutoring sessions, if you'd like to know a bit more, reach out, info@breakawaytuition.com.au. I'll catch you all next week.